Welcome back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. And I welcome back to the program nationally known small business advocate, Chris Holman. Chris, let's talk about apprenticeships programs. Certainly, when I talk to small business owners across the state and what we learn from the surveys the Small Business Association does is that access to qualified employees continues to be a serious problem for entrepreneurs, in many cases really inhibiting their growth in sales because they can't get the good people that they need. And an apprenticeship program may not immediately get you people you need, maybe more of a long-term solution, but certainly in Germany, other countries, they successfully use this model to train workers.
You know, it's interesting because I admire, in many cases, I admire the German system because the German system, the educational system works very closely with the business community, right? And they do continual appraisals. You know, what are you looking for? What are you looking for in the future? How can we better train our people? You know, so we're looking for metal workers. We're looking for people in supply chain distribution. We're also looking for people who run art galleries, whatever the case is. They do a little more tracking. Now, I don't want to lose the creativity that we allow our kids in our education system because I think that's important. And I do think that that creativity puts them a leg up on a lot of international competition because they think creatively. They can make decisions on, with their critical thinking skills. But at the end of the day, Germany has an incredibly low unemployment rate. Their people work hard, but they work way fewer days than we do and are equal or better productivity, right? And that productivity thing, I'll argue that for a while too, because that's a measure of product per person. You may just have really efficient machines and your productivity goes up, right? But the point is they track these kids and put them through so that they can learn inevitably what their career is going to be, right? So what happens to the poor guy who gets 5 years down this internship and decides that's not what they want to do? I said internship, apprenticeship, and decides that that's not what they want to do. They make allowance for that. So there are people who will jump from where to where. Generally speaking, I would say they do not do that because they're like, hey, I've got 5 years in here. If I want to be a painter, I can pursue that on the side or whatever. But the apprenticeships, I think, are really important. Plus, they help you really hone, get concise on those skills. I read somewhere once that in manufacturing or steel working, metal working, that the first year of an apprenticeship and the first year of a internship is working with your hands with various types of metals, sanding it, drilling it, machining it in some fashion, but with your hands. And so they said, we really want people to have a feel for it because this material has a heart, just like they do. And I thought, that is really, really creative. You talk about getting buried in your work.
How are, since you mentioned internships, how are apprenticeships different than a lot of the informal internship programs that many small businesses offer?
Well, I think internships, for one thing, they allow you more flexibility. And you can do an internship in something that you maybe at that point had no intent of going into or just want to sample to see if maybe that's someplace you want to go in the future. With the apprenticeships, that is pretty specific. That is, we're going to put you in this apprenticeship so you can become a journeyman or whatever the designation is at the end of that apprenticeship so that you can go on to become this and you will work with this. I mean, it's kind of a pattern that's really well laid out. Internships are not quite that concise. And actually, if you say, I want to do an internship with a financial organization, you could go into a bank and you could do anywhere from job shadowing a teller to following the vice president around to if they found you had arithmetic aptitudes, you could wind up in, one of their departments figuring loan risk values or something. I mean, there's a lot more flexibility, and it is, in my mind, almost more of an exploratory thing with internships, where apprenticeships are pretty focused.
Who do you think should be responsible for funding apprenticeships programs?
Well, in my thought, it could be a combination of folks. My personal thought is that if you're taking an apprenticeship, that's kind of like going to college, and you're going to inevitably wind up with a job. I certainly think the student should fund it because it's like paying tuition, right? Well, industry has found that's not an effective way to do it because a lot of the kids they want are not from well-to-do families, and they just want a skill. Well, a company funding that is saying to themselves, you know what, if we fund this two-year apprenticeship and they pick up this journeyman's card and they stay with us for 3 years, they've essentially paid us back for that. And that's what we want. And if they stay with us for 3 years, they're probably going to stay with us for 20 years. So, it's neither here nor there. The big beneficiary, of course, is the student. But the company, I think, sees that it's an investment in the future.
A great way to address the quality of the workforce, the availability issues that many small businesses are facing here in Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
My guest today on Business Next is nationally known small business advocate Chris Holman. Back with more from Chris right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.